Our livestock markets, especially the cattle side of things, continue to bounce around based on uncertainty. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case here the last couple of days. Brad Koima with Koima, Koima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa, said, yeah, uncertainty. Throw in the screw room, cattle on feed report, and cash cattle themselves.
For sure. Thanks for having me on, Keith. There was plenty to talk about yesterday, and obviously today again. I think referencing a little bit of the weekend news is maybe worthwhile, because I think that's, you know, creating the action so far we've had here just as we're getting open. The placement number was a little disappointing. You know, the screwworm story, while, you know, does that directly affect the cattle market? We yes and no, because publicity like that, uncertainty is bearish. Look at the opening on yesterday. I mean, we were sharply lower, you know. So I thought the market handled itself better than I expected it was going to. Came back pretty well. And I think, you know, that inability to break it yesterday, if you want to call it that, is part of what's prompting us with the strength here today.
And then above all that, we've got to talk about the cash cattle market, where we've seen cattle in the North Country essentially from 244 to 248.
Now, there's a couple of things I think that are still in play here, and one thing that I've got to mention is the cash feeder cattle trade. I'm running out of adjectives to describe how strong it is, okay? I mean, even yesterday, Oklahoma City, with all the chaos going on, called their market 4-7 higher. Joplin, Missouri, called their market 5 higher. Mm-hmm. And I think it's remarkable, the strength in the cash trade. And, of course, that supports the futures market and the cash live cattle market. Right. Pretty salty, too. The South was much better last week, of course, catching up a little bit with the North.
And as Brad also pointed out, the cash prices at the local sales barns have been just remarkable. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.